Welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal.
I'm the author of the book, The Power of Positive Purpose, which if you would like a copy, we will give the information at the end of the program. But think about the principle involved in your life and understand that all of your dreams are waiting for you to come true, and this program will be dedicated each and every time it's on the air to waking you up to a greater possibility of self and allowing you to understand the truth of yourself, because you understand very clearly that you cannot demonstrate anything in life beyond your self-definition. I was fortunate to have some wonderful, wonderful teachers in my life, and one taught me very clearly that, first of all, we are all greater than we think we are, and our understanding of the truth of our being is also in place if we understand that this truth that we're honoring within ourselves is true of everyone, every religion, every person, everywhere. You know, the mystics of every age and every location have all agreed with each other about what is true. And the exploration into understanding the power of positive purpose is the understanding of how they let their understanding be their way and how we can let it be our way. You see, this is seeing the truth as truth sees. It's not thinking about truth, but thinking as truth thinks. And there's a difference. The lessons we will be exploring on this radio program will be the realization of the advice given down through the age: let the mind be in you that was in the great, the good, and the wise. You see, when we do this, we understand that it is our responsibility not just to think about great thinkers, but to learn how to think as they thought, understand why they thought as they thought. All the great teachers throughout the age, both East and West, have taught us that we can do this. We can be this. We can spiritualize our intellect. This moves us in consciousness in the right direction with our life. Central to the science of mind teaching, the teaching of unity, the teaching of divine science, of religious science, we discover that there is an idea that has been shared down through the age, and that idea is the realization that there is nothing to heal. There is a choice within each and every one of us waiting to outperform all other choices. You see, my friends, the universe does not know what is going to happen to you or to me until we make up our mind. As Ralph Waldo Emerson so wisely stated, we are what we think about all day long. If we can wake up and affirm, God does not know what's going to happen to me till I make up my mind, then we get rid of all of our reasons for limitation, doubt, and fear, and we begin to think from possibility. We begin to see now in a new way, and as we wake up to the now we're in, we let our now look at our yesterday and understand it, instead of letting yesterday look at now and be confused by it. If you have set a goal in your life, ask yourself, what is my purpose for achieving this goal? Become the purpose of your goal in action. Think about the realization of your purpose. In other words, think as your purpose thinks. Give as it gives. Receive as it receives. And you will achieve your goal and more. Dr. Raymond Charles Barker, one of the great metaphysical teachers, one of the great New Thought teachers, would wake his students up by having them affirm, "I am the voice of God explaining itself to itself by means of me." What a great idea. Listen to it again. "I am the voice of God explaining itself to itself by means of me." The aim of this radio program, the purpose of this radio program, my dear friends, is to inspire each and every listener to move in consciousness from thinking about purpose to thinking from purpose, and as such, to celebrate living more effectively in your life. How do we do this? Well, as you flow through each and every program we present for you, I would like you to discover, number one, awareness. Awareness that the kingdom of infinite life is within everyone, but not everyone is conscious of it. Number two, the adventure. You see, once we wake up and become aware of spiritual truth, life becomes an adventure in the watching of the greatness of life unfolding, the experience of life unfolding, watching the miracle of mind in action. Number three, fun. See, once you learn the art of getting more enjoyment out of life, more enjoyment becomes your way. Number four, stick-to-itiveness. That is allowing yourself to stop being one of the people who has quit within a few steps of success. This happens to too many people. Don't be one of them. Number five, expectancy. You see, if you keep the positive purpose quality of expectations, the results will take care of themselves and then some, my friend. And number six, thankfulness, the attitude of gratitude. If we are grateful for what we already have and make the best possible use of it, we will make room for better things. To paraphrase Robert Browning, our reach must be higher than our grasp, or what is heaven for? My friend, our awareness as the awakened mind in action is the realization that our oneness is unfolding always, and by means of us it unfolds in a beautiful and loving way, as the beautiful and wonderful within us gives birth to a new idea and knows it's good enough to be true. How do we operate from this awareness? Well, we must know without doubt that we are greater, wiser, and more intelligent, powerful, and loving than we have ever let ourselves think we are. Now comes the courage. The courage to be what we think we know. This is letting go and being awakened inspiration in action. This is the power of positive purpose. I would like you to think about the creative principle within you. Judge Thomas Troard, the author of Edinburgh Lectures on Mental Science, said clearly and beautifully that the inspiration becomes application when we let the inspiration be the truth of our being unfolding. So affirm now, that which creates is that which I am. You see, my friends, we each have the ability to develop the higher states of consciousness that is always within us. The great teachers have all affirmed that we each deserve the fulfilled, perfect development of the Spirit in us as us, which is the nature of God, the only Creator. How long does it take to accomplish this? Forever. But as we move in consciousness from where we are to where we can be, we begin to realize We begin to realize something special, and the special that we realize is that each day in every way, the best keeps getting better all the time if we let go and let it happen. We are advised to let go and let God, not make God, beg God, or beseech God, but to let God. You see, letting go and letting the reality of divine principles sink in and become our way begins. When we understand God to be the creator of all, it is that which creates. Now, looking into it seriously, we find something, and what we find is intelligent spirit, and what we discover about it is that it creates all things, how? By means of us. This is what the great have defined as the spirit, or God, or infinite intelligence, and when we pay attention to it as us, we receive its invitation to accept its way, truth, and life as our experience, our reason, and our purpose for being here. The challenge we have is to understand that we can at any moment wake up to a higher ideal and let it become our idea. Our challenge is to do what? Our challenge is to conceive of ourselves as an individualization of infinite intelligence of spirit. Just as a drop of the ocean is an individualized entity within the ocean, it is not all of the ocean, but everything it is ocean, said Ralph Waldo Trine. The reality of principle allows us to believe sincerely that we are individualizations of the same and only creative spirit of infinite life. It is everywhere at once, my friends. You cannot have an infinite and something else. Hear thee, O Israel, there is but one God. So there are some questions we need to ask ourselves. Number one, do I still prefer to know myself as an individualization of the world? Number two, am I still judging from the standpoint of the world? Number three, am I choosing to surrender my divine birthright? Number four, do I need to awaken to a greater idea of myself? That's a good one. Remember it. Number five, do I honor the teachings of the great, the good, and the wise of every age and accept the light that lighteth every person? Number six, is my present reality happy, healthy, abundant, loving, and loved? You see, my friends, as we develop the reality of principle and the consciousness of its power in us as us, we discover something. We discover that we are truly perfecting our way, demonstrating success and giving to our world in an inspirationally positive way the best of ourselves. As we gain greater and greater understanding of truth, we find ourselves free from false beliefs in limitation, in doubt, and in fear. Listen to me very clearly. The great teachers, East and West, have taught us that there is no limit to spirit except the limit we ourselves put upon it. What I'm searching for, I'm searching with. I gave a lecture recently called "The How to End the Endless Search," and that is how you do it. You begin to realize what I'm searching for, I'm searching with. You see, this development of the reality of principle, it permits us to flow through our life experiencing the best, experiencing life in a victorious way.
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on the Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
It was E. Cummings who pointed out that a block of granite in the middle of the road is an obstacle to the coward and a stepping stone to the brave. Be one of the brave, dear people. It's only a choice. And if you don't know how to make the choice, learn. And if you don't know how to be the choice, be what you've learned. You see, we become unparalleled good in action, blessing every life we touch when we do this. We have been told, seek and ye shall find. Listen to it again. Seek and ye shall find. Find what? The way. The way which is ready, willing, and able to demonstrate itself for the benefit of all people everywhere, no exception. Mahatma Gandhi taught this lesson, and listen to the words. I do dimly perceive that whilst everything around me is ever changing, ever dying, there is underlying all that change a living power that is changeless, that holds all together, that creates, dissolves, and recreates. This informing power of spirit is God. This realization is preceded by an immovable faith. That's what we're talking about this morning, isn't it? How to be an immovable faith in action. As students of metaphysics, we discover something. We discover how thoughts and attitudes affect our relationships, how thoughts and attitude affect our pocketbooks, how thoughts and attitude affect our circumstance, how thought and attitude affects our health. You see, mind, thought, and the world are one. Listen to it again. Mind, thought, and the world are one and the same thing. Our material reality is thick thought. Everything is everything else because the realm of the power of spirit is everywhere at once. As we discover and yield to our higher spiritual awareness and true self, we begin to understand that more and more of the realization of the truth of being is unfolding now, and I now understand more and more that nothing is separate from divine mind. When we know this, we know that every day is filled with opportunities for seeking and discovering a greater understanding of truth, independent of dogma, independent of creed, independent of ceremony, and free from superstition. What a great thing it is when we make a decision to remove the comfortable nonsense from our thinking and our life. You see, my friends, there is one mind. It is the mind of God, and all experience and all beings are in it. They are in and of this mind. The great, the good, and the wise of every age have exclaimed and grasped this idea. Our affirmative prayer is the movement from awareness of the one mind to the conscious unity with it, to realization and grateful acceptance of the material event that happens. And we do this with immovable faith. It is God flowing from itself, through itself, to itself, by means of you, by means of me. I am the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. I'm not the thing and I'm not the thought. I am the thinker. You are the thinker in your life. You see, my friends, the mystic minds of every age tell us over and over and over again that infinite mind is the primary existence of everything that has been, is now, and will be, and that all is happening to all of it at once. At once. That's something to think about. That everything that has been, is now, and will be, is all happening at once. You see, it is the formless, intangible, forever becoming tangible by way, how, of our belief. When we know this and know we know it, we are experiencing our souls greeting themselves as our life and everyone in them. You see, your life and mine is filled with that which we have synchronized with. And the beautiful thing is when we change consciousness in a happier, healthier way, we begin to synchronize with happier and healthier events. In Galileo's time, people had difficulty believing the earth revolved around the sun. The master teacher Jesus taught, "It is done unto you as you believe," and for 2,000 years people have had difficulty believing that lesson. I had a wonderful Catholic priest friend who said to me once, "It's amazing how many people believe in Jesus and don't believe anything he taught." In 1939, Dr. Ernest Holmes wrote, "Love is self-givingness through creation, the impartation of the divine through the human." What a great idea. Our challenge is to wake up now and realize that transformation is possible. That transforming our world by the renewing of our minds is not difficult. We can be difficult is something that we can wake up to and choose to stop being difficult, because we have to understand that choosing to have a happier, healthier, more prosperous life in every way, what can be difficult about choosing to do this, other than the fact that you may not know how to do that? Immovable faith is the key. It's the key to the treasure chest of wholeness, creativity, and love. What a wonderful thing it is to open this treasure chest of wholeness, creativity, of love, and celebrate the content, because we discover that what we've opened is a greater idea of ourself, well-being in all our relationships is good enough to be true. Deep joy of self-awareness is good enough to be true. And the capacity to live in a positive part of the wholeness of God is ours to choose. Each day and every way, my friends, it does get better and better. Your challenge is mine, is to let go and know the better in all things is waiting to become your way. Let it happen now, and let the beautiful unfold by means of you in a healthy, happy, and wonderful way. To wake up and know that good is good enough to be true and good enough to be now is a wonderful thing to experience. So affirm with me in your heart and mind. Infinite life permeates me, and I accept its gift of peace of mind, love, health, and happiness. I celebrate the power of positive purpose in my life. I sleep in peace. I move forward in the day, happy and aware, looking for the best and finding it. I wake up in joy, and my first thought of the day is of God. I know it is everywhere at once. So today I choose to go through my activities, knowing that I am never more than a thought away from my joy, my strength, my all. Dr. Ernest Holmes affirmed, I contend with none, argue with none, and I am filled with the wonderful peace and light of infinite life. Again, my friends, thank you for spending this time with me today. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal, Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for being with us. Our center is located at 40155 Blakeow Road, the corner of Blakeow and Stevenson in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway, turn on Stevenson, go east toward the hills three blocks, take a right on Blakeow Road, and you're there. 9:30 Sunday morning, 11:30 Sunday morning, and 7:30 Wednesday evening. Some of the best and finest lessons you will ever hear by some of the greatest teachers in New Thought. Be with us. You're invited. Come and join with us. And remember, our dial of treatment line is 657-LOVE, 657-L-O-V-E. And the number for our center is 510-656-9955. Have a wonderful day, and let the power of positive purpose be your way.
Join us every Wednesday in April for a new lecture series entitled Symbolic Art and Spirituality. At the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, we will be exploring symbols and their metaphysical meaning. We'll look at the symbol of peace, the many interpretations of the cross, the mathematical precision of the labyrinth, cross-cultural uses of the mandala. Tonight, Wednesday, April 8th at 7:30 p.m., join Dr. J. Scott Neal for a lecture on the metaphysical symbol of universal spirit. This Friday evening, April 10th, join us at 7:30 p.m. for a concert reading of Khalil Gibran's masterpiece, Jesus, the Son of Man. This is a fresh new way to experience Good Friday. And Easter Sunday, April 12th at 9:30 a.m., Dr. Cynthia Neal speaking on the resurrection and the life. And at 11:30 a.m., Dr. J. Scott Neal on Let Easter Happen to You. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. You can also find us on the KEST radio website. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose, right here on 1450 AM.